And as he suggested, elsewhere in the United States, all eyes are back on the presidential contest. But senators and members of Congress are also fighting to keep their seats. With one house controlled by each party, the past 2 years have been defined by gridlock on the Hill. Congressional approval ratings have plummeted, and Barack Obama's attempts to enact many of his policies have run into the sand. So what are the prospects that things will change after Americans cast their votes? North America correspondent Jane Cowan reports from the swing states of North Carolina and Virginia.
Pick out a pumpkin, mister. You're going to pick out a pumpkin. Make sure it's a good one.
It's election time in the United States, but it's also Halloween, which means costumes, trick-or-treating, pumpkin carving, and also
pumpkin chunking.
We always do this the last weekend and the weekend after Halloween, and we just take pumpkins that are kind of left over, and it's a real novelty to throw them at one of those straw bales and targets, and people come out for it like crazy just to see it.
It's a practical thing.
Yes, yeah, practical. So we can bust pumpkins. That's about the only practicality to it.
Whoever wins the election, people at this pumpkin patch in the swing state of Virginia have little faith it will do much to end the gridlock that's plagued Congress since a wave of Tea Party sentiment swept Republicans into the House in the midterm elections. With the House controlled by Republicans and Democrats in charge of the Senate, few pieces of legislation have been able to win enough favour to get passed.
I think people are very frustrated. You know, things are not getting done, so everything's at a big standstill, and especially the economy.
Just seems like that it's not going to get much better. Democrats just seem to become more liberal, Republicans more conservative, and it'll just stick around.
I don't know if I'd say disillusioned. I'm more disinterested. They don't really do much, so...
It's become a familiar refrain for the President Barack Obama to blame a do-nothing Congress for blocking much of his agenda. Political scientist Stephen Green has been watching it all from his perch at North Carolina State University.
It's hopeless. No, not entirely hopeless. Here's the thing. If Mitt Romney wins and gets a Republican Senate, there's not going to be a lot of gridlock. I mean, they're going to be able to do what Republicans want.
You're seriously contemplating that Republicans could win the Senate?
It's reasonable. I mean, it's again, you know, the best statistical models right now say it's, I don't know, a 15 or 20% likelihood. It's certainly, I would say, much more reasonable than thinking the Democrats are going to win the House right now.
So if the president does manage to get reelected, but he's stuck with the same configuration in Congress, what will his second term look like?
I would honestly say his second term is going to be in large part consolidating what he managed to accomplish in the first term. The biggest thing is actually getting his health care reform fully implemented, because if Romney is elected, that most certainly will not be the case. And I think there are some prospects of making some sort of long-term bargain about the deficit and dealing with especially Medicare and Social Security spending, and hopefully even dealing with issues of taxes, which we really do need to deal with. You know, certainly through these 4 years, there's been very, very little interest from Republicans on compromising on these issues. But I think if Obama is reelected, there are maybe enough of them in there who really just want to get something done instead of 4 more years of gridlock.
Are you saying that the best chance of ending that gridlock is if Mitt Romney wins and somehow manages to get Republican control of the Senate as well?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of being able to make major, large, substantive policy differences, I think it's the most likely scenario for that is a Republican Senate and Mitt Romney as president.
Do you think the American people can see that and are so fed up with Congress that they will vote to make that happen?
No, in a word. I mean, because when they are voting on those Senate campaigns, they're not going to be looking at it that way. They're going to be looking at this as a Senate campaign largely separate.
As unlikely as it is that either party will win control of both houses, Associate Professor Stephen Green says a more unified government would be a good thing for American politics.
Right now, you know, if you're a Republican, you blame Obama. If you're a Democrat, you blame the Republicans in control of the House. And and you're kind of both right to a degree anyway. So, you know, there's not a chance for one party to clearly say, this is our agenda, this is what we're doing, judge us on it.
But others say gridlock is a fact of life in American politics. Carter Wren is a Republican strategist in North Carolina and speaks to me in his cigar smoke-filled office in the Capitol, Raleigh.
Ideologically, the country is polarized, and Congress is more or less a reflection of that. Everybody howls a lot about gridlock, but our government was basically designed to create gridlock.
And so if it is a President Romney, he's going to be facing the same trouble getting anything done.
Sure, but every American president runs into that unless he's in one of those rare situations where the entire Congress is in his own party. But there again, that's just part of government in America.
Meaning this time next week, the election will be over, but more than likely not the gridlock. This is Jane Cowan reporting for PM.